as we discussed in the presentation on bond quotes and getting bond quotes, it's not easy to do so. And so one of the places that used to give information was Yahoo. And then it started getting weird. And I actually contacted the company that was supplying the data to Yahoo. And they wrote back. They said, it's not our fault. We keep telling them they're messing up. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, Yahoo Finance used to be the best free finance website on the web, but not anymore. So, oh well. But in March of 2009... I was looking around at bonds, as I'm always looking at stocks, but I was looking around at bonds, and I was just amazed at the prices that what was happening to the bond market. At the same time, the stock market was losing 60-some percent of its value, 57% or something like that. The bond market was losing that much too. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a look, and I just had the wherewithal to save these things. I should have saved the GM ones. GM went bankrupt, and the new GM is a different company. But I saved the Ford ones. So let's take a look at what happened in March 2009. So this is, again, Yahoo Finance. And so one of the things you have to do is you have to cut it, sort of make it a little bit bigger. I apologize. Okay, make it just a little scooch bigger. There we go. Now, they got information from Fitch. Fitch is not as reputable as Standard & Poor's and Moody's, but they're still pretty reputable. And so look at what was going on. This coupon, look at this. This is a 2097 bond. It doesn't mature until 2097, almost the year to the next century. And it's at 7.7%. Here's a 9.98% 2047. Now, how come Ford is still paying such high interest rates on their bonds? Look at that. It's not callable. Ford can't call. They cannot refinance these bonds. Boy, would they love to, but they can't. So they're stuck paying 7.7% until the year 2097. So what's the price? Well, you have to move the decimal point one to the right, $580. These bonds originally sold for $1,000. Now they're selling for 580, 640, 590. Why? Because investors are so frightened that Ford is going to go out of business that they will sell their bonds at any price. Just get rid of them. And so they're paying $77, right? 7.75% or $99.80 every year. But look at the yield to maturity and the current yield. Because we are buying these bonds at a discount, a severe discount, we're actually getting 13% on our money, or 15%. Now, what's the catch? What if Ford goes bankrupt? What would happen to these bonds? Exactly. They might become worth, you know, a whole lot less. And in fact, that's why I wish I had saved the GM bonds, because they were selling for $80. And the GM bondholders did get paid. I don't know if they got paid $1,000, but they did get much of their money back. I don't remember exactly how much. So if you bought the $80 bonds, you did pretty darn well, but they're gone now, because that company's gone now, the old GM. But Ford did not go through bankruptcy. So what do you think is going to happen to the bond prices? Look at where they're rated. CCC. What is that, right? Remember, AAA, AAA, BBB, BBB, CCC. These bonds are junk. Because if you remember, and maybe you don't, in the depths of the Great Recession, 2009, this is March of 2009, the bottom of the market was March 9th, 2009, people were sure that believed that the car companies were going to go away. And they flew first in their private jets to Washington to beg for help. And that wasn't too smart. Then the next time they came, they took a bus. They took a bus to Washington to ask for help. Yeah. So let's go back and see now what happens just 6 months later. In October of 2009, it turns out that, hey, let's see if we can make this a little bit bigger. Okay. They're still rated CCC, but look what's happened to the price. You see, there's that 2047 bond. Instead of $580, it's now $918.80. It's still not selling at par at $1,000, but it's selling for a whole lot more. Where's that 1997 bond? I don't think we can see that one. But see that where we saw 580, 640, now we see 760, 860, 932. Right, you got to move the decimal point one to the right. And so the yield to maturity and the current yields have come down because the prices have gone up, right? That's how it works. It's still paying $99.80, this non-callable bond. But because we bought it at a discount, we're actually getting equivalent of $108.76. So we're getting 10.876 on our money. And remember, they're non-callable, so Ford's stuck having to pay these things until they mature. They're still rated CCC. That was October of 2009. People were still worried about the whole thing falling apart and going into a pool of tears. But what happens in June of 2010? Now some of the bonds, there's that 2047 bond we were looking at. Look at it. It's selling for more than $1,000. And look at what's happened. It's no longer CCC. It's now B. It's moving up. It's still junk. No, this one's a different. This is BB. That's not the Ford. This is a little different. It's connected to Ford, but it's not Ford Holding. There's look, and that's a community college. Don't look at that. But see the prices now. Some of them are above $1,000. Some of them are still below, depending on how high they are. See, the ones that's paying 9.98%, that's the 2047 bond, it's selling for $1,082.50. And now the yield is down below 9.98%. It's now about 9.2%. You see? When was the best time to buy? When everybody was terrified. Because if you bought that same bond at $580, you can now sell it for $1,082. So that was June of 2010. Now let's go to October 2010. Look at what's happened. The ratings have gone up to BB. Still junk. Still non-investment grade. Still distressed. Still speculative. But now notice the prices are all over $1,000. People have bid up the prices. The interest rates have gone down below the coupon rate. There's that 2047 bond that's always paying us $99.80. But now, because we had to pay $1,230 for it, we're only getting a little over 8%. Right. Now people are saying, oh, yeah, I guess the world isn't going to end after all. So that was October of 2010. So let's jump now, because things didn't change too much until March of 2013. And notice what's happened. Ford has gotten their investment grade rating back. They are now BBB. Remember, AAA, AAA, BBB. Those are all investment grade. So Ford is no longer junk. And notice the prices. It's kind of late, isn't it, to buy, right? Here's that 2047 bond paying us 9.98%, $99.80. It's selling now for $1,447.80. So if you had bought it just a few years earlier when everybody thought the world was going to end, but of course everybody thought the world was going to end, so nobody wanted to touch it. Okay, that's how investing works. It's not easy. No. Warren Buffett likes to say, investing is simple, but it ain't easy. So now we'll shoot to October 2014. And now we're no longer using Yahoo, because Yahoo is just terrible. The data just kept getting worse and worse. And then they stopped doing it altogether. And notice the prices are still, where's that 2047 bond? There it is. Prices now have gone up to $1,542, and it's paying us, it doesn't tell you what the yield was. We'd have to calculate it. Sometimes it tells you what the yield is. But here's a 2043 bond. Well, that's a lot lower coupon yield, and that's selling much more closer to par, to 1,000. But the ones that are paying us 9.98, 7 point, there's the 2097 bond, 7.7, $1,280 you have to pay for it. So you see, the maximum, now this is the FINRA, folks. They give us Moody's, S&P, and Fitch. I don't think they give us Fitch anymore, but they used to back then. So now let's go back to, now that was October 2014. Now let's fast forward to October 2017. And what's going on here? What's going on here? Still, where's that 2047 bond? Here it is. It's selling for $1,600. See? So, yeah, people are just going, paying higher and higher prices for these bonds and getting a lower and lower yield. Now, this guy's going to mature in 2021, so he doesn't get as much. But, yes, so that's, what was that? That's October 2017. Now, let's fast forward to April 2019, and interest rates had started to creep up. So, we should see the bond prices go down a bit. Where you can see, you can find that that 2047 bond. I'm not seeing it now. There it is. See, the prices have gone down. Interest rates have crept up, and now the prices have gone down. So that same bond that was selling in just a couple years ago for $1,600 is now selling for $1,300. And the still a premium bond, and we're still getting less interest than we would if we bought it at par. But that was April 2019. Now watch what happens April 2020. What happened in March of 2020? Right. COVID hit like a ton of bricks. The organic matter hit the ventilating device. And what happened to Ford bonds? What do you think? People panic, sell their bonds. And look at the prices now. Have gone below a lot of them. The $1,000 level, because people were so frightened. We see there's a 2047 bond we've been following. It's now selling for $972 because people believe the world is going to end. So they sell. And now you can buy that just a few years ago was selling for $1,500, $1,600. You see how people are? Is it too late to get in? Is it too late to get out? Well, folks, this was not a good time to sell. This was a good time to buy because 6 months later, it's October 2020, and people realize that, you know, COVID is bad, but it's not going to end civilization. We're going to lose, especially the way we're handling it, we're going to lose several million people. And Canada hasn't had a death in weeks. You know, what is wrong with us? I don't know. It's a different topic. Anyway, look what's happened. Where's that 2047 bond? Right. People realize that the world's not going to end. A lot of us are going to die, unfortunately, but it's back up to 1300. You see how people make really bad decisions. If emotions get involved, you make really bad decisions. But I hope this was illuminating to you, to show you that. And wait till we see the stocks, folks. Stocks in 2009 dropped, some stocks disappeared. Some dropped a lot more than 50-60%. So some didn't do as badly. So next time what we're going to do is we're going to take a look at some municipal bonds. So specifically, there's a couple other out there, but we're going to take a look at Poway, the school district of Poway from the beginning of the Great Recession. Cool? Okay. See you in our next little mini presentation.